Good morning. We are continuing our topic of Dina the Mahusa. Dina, the law of the land is the law, that there is a halachic imperative to keep the laws of the land. Our question today in particular is, what's the reason? Why do we have to keep the secular laws of a place where we live, and why can't we just live based on the dictates of the Torah? So in fact, there are a number of reasons brought down by the Meforshim, by the Poskim. We'll go through some of them today. So number one is the Rashbam. The Rashbam effectively says that there's a social contract between the people living in an area under a given government that they accept upon themselves the dictates, the rules, the regulations of the government. He says as follows, Kol misim v'arnonios u'minhagos, all taxes, all duties, customs, minhagos, normal ways of acting in law, shel mishpatei malachim, that are dictated and legislated by the kings, by the governments, that are normal to be legislated by a government, shel kol b'nei adam, b'nei amalchus, mekablim aleihem et zonam, all of the people living in that jurisdiction under the reins of that government, they accept upon myself to adhere to the laws of that government. And he adds on the following language, V'hilkach din gamor, who accordingly, this is an absolute requirement. The strong implication, says some of the Meforshim, is that this is a chiyuv mi deoraisa, that there's a chiyuv deoraisa to adhere to the dictates of the law of the land. So that's number one, the Rashbam, the social contract between the people living in an area. Number two, the Ran, a very famous Ran, says as follows in the name of Tosfos, because the king, and we'll have to see how this applies to a democratically elected government, but the king, he has the ability to expel people who live in his country because he owns the place. He owns the ground, he owns the land, it's his country. Now, the Ran does add on that that applies to non-Jewish kings, aval b'malcha Yisrael lo, but Jewish kings in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't apply because Eretz Yisrael, everyone, every Jew is a partner in the land of Israel. So that is the approach of the Ran. So we have the Rashbam first, social contract. The Ran, because the king owns the place, he can make the decisions. Number three is Rashi. Rashi says as follows, there is one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, one of the seven Noachite laws of dinim, that the non-Jews have an obligation to set up just court systems. And part of having a just court system is setting up rules, regulations, and laws. So accordingly, not only do the non-Jews have to adhere to their laws, but we need to adhere to the dinim, to those laws as well. So that is Rashi on a Gemara that talks about when you have a contract and it is validated, it's a certain process that it went through in a secular court, a non-Jewish court, that it says that we will also adhere to that and we will accept those norms and those requirements, and it will be a valid contract under halacha as well. So Rashi says as follows, Kevin to Dina the Malchusa Dina, Dina the Malchusa Dina, the law of the land is the law, Afsha Nosin the Makabel Yisraelim, even though the two people that have had that have this commercial dealing are both Jews, we also will adhere. And he says the reason is Mipnesha ben Noach Mitzuva Ladinim, because non-Jews are obligated in dinim, setting up laws and legal structures, so we need to adhere to that as well. So we have three reasons so far: the Rashbam, the social contract. Numbers two is the Ran, the king owned the place, so we have to adhere to his requirements. Number three, Rashi, is dinim, that the non-Jews have an obligation to set up laws, and we need to adhere to them as well. Number four goes like this: when Klal Yisrael asked Shmuel Hanavi, and this is recorded in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, asked for a king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Shmuel, well, let them know the powers that a king has. And there's a long list of powers that a king, a government, can act upon, including taxation and taking property, taking your lands, taking your daughters and your sons to work for him, etc., etc. It's a long list of powers that the king has, and we learn from that the Mishpas HaMelech, for the Mishpata, the Melucha, these are the laws that the Melucha, the king, has, that Shmuel Hanavi told to Klal Yisrael. It's not only Jewish kings, it's also non-Jewish kings as well that have those powers. So that is number four. And number five is because of the Tikkun HaMedina. This is something that is necessary for the normal functioning of a government is to have laws, and people can go haywire unless there are laws that will govern them. The Maris Chaya says, as follows, Dina de Machusa, Hu Tochef Miyuchad, when it comes to Dina de Machusa, it's something that is special powers and authority that are given to the king by the Torah to actualize what is necessary, La'azor L'tikon HaMedina, to assist in having normal functioning of a country. So those are five of the primary reasons why Dina de Machusa, Dina, is required not only of a citizen in a secular basis adhering to law, but also of a Jew, that the Torah requires us to adhere to the secular as well. Dina de Machusa, Dina, obviously, we need to get into the details, Amir Tashem, in the future of when does it apply. It's not across the board on every single law in every single country. Amir Tashem, we will get to those important topics as well. Have a wonderful day.